I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. DJ Kana J has been a turntablist and scratch DJ in Eugene for over 15 years. He's a founding member of Medium Troy and Bohemian Dub Orchestra, as well as a vinyl record collector on the side. He'll DJ at the KLCC Brewfest at the Lane Event Center on Friday, February 9th from 6:30 to 7:45 p.m. and on Saturday, February 10th from 7 to 11 p.m. He's with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what's your creative process in terms of sampling and manipulating music on records to make new sounds?
So generally, I go out thrift shopping or House of Records and take a look in what they've gotten in for the day, find anything that looks cool. Basically, I'll scratch something like a drum or a bass or find a cool guitar sample and basically multi-track that together. And it's kind of like collaging with records, taking cool parts and manipulating them so they're completely kind of my own, where you couldn't even really tell where it came from.
I wonder at what point it becomes something truly your own, when you're starting with other people's pre-existing sounds.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, sometimes it is actually just a straight sample, or sometimes it is kind of reworked. I'd like to say if you can play it for the person who made it and they can't tell it was their own, it probably is. Yeah.
When you're looking in the record stacks for things to work from, what kind of qualities or sounds are you generally looking for?
Isolated sounds like flutes or guitar, isolated drums, vocal samples, anything that kind of can be played by itself without like the backing band or anything, you know, so you can truly kind of get in control of that sound.
You seem to have an affinity for jazz and progressive rock of the 70s. What attracts you to those particular genres?
It's hard to say. I just love the sound. King Crimson, you know, was one of my first bands I truly fell in love with. Pink Floyd, it's just, you know, that special sound of the 70s, late 60s is just amazing. I love it.
It's interesting also to see you do the DJ with Bohemian Dub Orchestra and integrate with live instrumentation. How is that art form different for you?
That's really fun, actually, because it's getting together with anywhere from 10 to 25 people. We've got songs we've worked on, and we kind of have a, say, like a skeleton of a song, and people will come in with different parts. Jeremy Schropp is a local musician, composer, and he can write a lot of parts for the strings or the horns. And Jojo from Medium Troy generally will come up with a beat. And just a lot of people come up and just kind of improv or come up with ideas and just lay it on top. And it gets all put into like the editing room, and stuff that's cool gets kept and stuff that might not work gets cut out.
How much culture or community for other scratch DJs do you find in this town?
In this town, I would say, you know, there's a handful of us. It's not something that a lot of people do much anymore of. Generally, you have to go to bigger cities. Portland has a pretty big scratch DJ community. Seattle does. Vancouver. Altogether, the Pacific Northwest has a pretty good scene. California, there's a ton of people in California. That's, like, probably one of the biggest scenes in the world. With also the best DJs in the world basically living in California, too. So it's pretty exciting to be that close, but then also have our own Pacific Northwest thing going on, too.
What attracted you to the art form in the first place?
I heard an album in high school. It was called Dr. Octagon. Cool Keith, Dan the Automator, and DJ Kubert from Daly City, California. And DJ Kubert is generally thought of to be one of the best, if not the greatest, scratch DJ of all time. Jazz, bebop, scratching off the cuff, very progressive sounding scratching. And I heard that, and it just blew my mind, and I loved it.
Where do you see your art form evolving from here, if you know?
I'm working with another friend I met in high school who's a scratch DJ, great scratch DJ, Sam DJ Celsius Edelman up in Portland. He has a special turntable called a Controller One, basically a Mellotron turntable that allows you to have a single tone on a piece of vinyl, and you can play it kind of like a piano, so you can scratch and play notes at the same time. So he has one. I have a turntable that's kind of based off that too. We're looking to kind of do soundscape, progressive scratching with scratching notes and music with those. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're looking to for the future.
Turntablist and scratch DJ Kana J, who will DJ at the KLCC Brewfest Friday, February 9th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. and on Saturday, February 10th from 7 to 11 p.m. For tickets and information, klcc.org. For more information on Bohemian Dub Orchestra, Medium Troy, and DJ Kana J, mediumtroy.com and on YouTube. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.